Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying that the state will reopen from the coronavirus economic shutdown in baby steps and that its regions could reopen at different times and rates. The governor said today that for most people, the reopening's first phase will not be much different to what they're experiencing now, with schools and non-essential businesses closed and people being encouraged to stay home. He's expected to begin laying out his plans this week as he reviews recommendations from a task force he appointed that looked at reopening various aspects of the economy. The CDC will release new priorities for coronavirus testing today, including testing asymptomatic individuals in high-risk settings. And the White House is set to unveil what it describes as a comprehensive overview of its efforts to make testing for COVID-19 more widely available. The Trump administration is also reviewing new federal plans designed to guide restaurants, schools, and others as states look to gradually lift their coronavirus restrictions. The draft guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been sent to Washington and still could change. The recommendations include guidances such as closing break rooms at offices, using disposable menus in restaurants, and having students eat together in their classrooms. Yesterday in Tampa, nearly 200 people rallied to reopen Florida. It was in front of the local Fox affiliate on Kennedy Boulevard. Dozens of trucks, cars, and motorcycles formed a caravan on the streets around the station. Many were adorned with American flags and Trump campaign signs. Only a handful of people wore face coverings. The rally was organized by Florida Freedom Keepers and Five Mothers for Freedom. WMNF's Yvonne Gougelet spoke with Carrie, who thinks the virus is a hoax to impeach the president.
The city has been ruled by tyrannical government, by Jane Castor, and she would rather have a gay parade than have our churches open. It's injustice.
But the Pride Parade was canceled, so
I'm sure she would try to plan another one, but the church is rising up and saying, you know what, enough's enough, and it's time to stand for righteousness. And it's time for Jane Castor and Mr. Kreisman over in St. Pete and everybody who lives that lifestyle to repent, because marriage is between one man and one woman only, and that's what I believe.
What about the global pandemic? Because this is an anti-quarantine protest. How does that fall into this and why you're here? There's a, 50, 60,000 Americans that have died in America so far. So how do you feel about the quarantine?
I feel like it's all a hoax to try to impeach our president again, and that the virus actually started in China, and it was on purpose, for a purpose, to kill people because they want a socialist agenda and Trump doesn't.
That's Carrie from yesterday's Reopen Florida rally in Tampa, speaking to WMNF's Yvonne Gougelet. We'll hear more from that rally on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. According to the Florida Department of Health website updated this morning, there are now more than 32,100 positive coronavirus cases in the state. 1,088 people have died in Florida. More than 5,000 people are hospitalized. That's a number that continues to grow. There are almost certainly more cases because not everyone is tested. Only 356,000 out of Florida's 21 million people have been tested. About 90% of the tests have been negative. The U.S. Supreme Court has sidestepped a major decision on gun rights in a dispute over New York City's former ban on transporting guns. The justices ruled today that there's nothing left for them to decide now that the city has eased restrictions on taking licensed, locked, and unloaded guns outside the city limits, and a new state law prevents New York from reviving the ban. The court had seemed poised to use the case to expand gun rights nationwide, but other gun cases remain in the high court's pipeline, and the justices could decide to hear one or more of those next term. The Supreme Court has also ruled that insurance companies can collect $12 billion from the federal government to cover their losses in the early years of the health care law that was championed by President Obama. The justices voted 8-1 today in holding that insurers are entitled to the money under a provision of the Obamacare health law that promised the companies a financial cushion for losses they might incur by selling coverage to people in the marketplaces created by the new law. The case is separate from a challenge to the health care law that the court has agreed to hear in its term that begins in October. Well, tonight it'll be clear and cool with overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.